You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Madison. Get ready for a brand new day. Grab a cup of coffee. Pretty soon you will be on your way. Tune in to 92.7. WMDX is like a slice of heaven on your radio dial. John and Gordy will make you smile.
Big finish.
On WMDX.
Way over the top.
Good morning.
Wow. Yeah. Well, all right.
It's John and Gordy, 92.7 WMDX.
Yeah, well, we had that sung to us. It's always nice to have somebody, you know, with that kind of powerful voice.
Right. You know, right.
Amazing the money that we're just throwing around hiring people to do this.
Well, he sounds a lot like Frank Sinatra.
It does, doesn't it?
It's got that big band swing thing happening. 7 minutes past the hour. Weather cloudy today. High near 57. Okay. Right now 38.
All right.
Okay.
We got the big story coming up in just a moment. It's Mike Johnson.
Yeah.
Making some really unusual comments, but we'll get to that in just a moment. We have a reporter out there in Portland waiting to file his report with us here on the John and Gordy Morning Show.
I didn't know we had a reporter in Portland, but we do now, I guess.
Well, we do now. Yes, okay. We do. And I hate to tip his hand, but fascism won up there in Portland, finally defeating the anti-fascist throngs of inflated costume frogs and unicorns.
Really?
Yes. One right-wing street reporter, and that is our man up there from WMDX. And let's go to him right now. Let's see what he has to say. Go ahead.
Antifa in Portland has lost their battle. You have absolutely nobody outside the ICE building right now. Their encampment has been completely shut down. Police actually came in today and said they cannot no longer be here. It looks like a hoarder's house here. But you have quite literally everything from load supply of water. They had all of their supplies and party supplies in here.
Sounds dangerous.
They even had a barbecue here as well.
Wow.
So this is the end of Antifa for right now. It's been completely dismantled here. It's like the Patriots, the pro-Trump people came in here and outnumbered them for the first time in a long time. And this could be the downfall of Antifa here in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, the downfall of the folks who are fighting fascism. That's always really a good piece of news.
It's our unnamed reporter from Portland.
Yes, thank you very much.
We don't know who he is.
He risked his life to get out there and look at the grills and the water supply that they had. Oh, and the party favors.
Nice.
It's dangerous stuff. You never know what they can do with that stuff.
Yeah.
Now, I just want to ask you to think way back. Think way back.
Okay.
Back in here, let me just try and think way back.
Keep thinking.
Now. Let me here.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
How far back are we going?
I'm going back.
Okay.
I needed that.
Okay.
Okay. To July of 2018. Whew, that's a long time ago.
I remember it like yesterday.
Yes. I remember when Mark Pocan wanted to introduce legislation to dismantle ICE and implement a humane immigration enforcement system. All right. Remember that? That was a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. According to him, he said this, from conducting raids at garden centers and meatpacking plants to breaking up families at churches and schools. See, it happened back then, 2018. ICE is tearing apart families and ripping the moral fabric of our nation. That was Mark Pocan. And he proposed that. Now, in 2018 also, only a quarter of Democrats wanted to eliminate ICE. You think, now, they could have been on the cusp of doing something really well. If they got rid of ICE and reformed it, they wouldn't be able to do what they're doing right now.
Right.
Or maybe not. You never know. But, you know, separating children, you think that would have been that one marker, and that's what was happening back in 2018. But that wasn't enough for most Democrats to get on board and do away with ICE and reform it completely. So it wouldn't be doing what it's doing today. But,
well, boy, back then, you know, remember the kids in the cages?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh,
yeah.
What happened to all these kids? We don't know.
They didn't fill out the paperwork for almost half of them.
Right.
So they are now lost in the system,
in
the country.
Where they are.
They can't even find their parents.
Right.
And that's the heartbreak.
It's unbelievable.
Of all of that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, I have also been trying to get the Democrats to get out in front. They could have gotten out in front of ICE, right? They could have done away with it, and we wouldn't be where we are today. Yeah. Now they have a chance to get out in front as far as universal health care coverage in this country.
Right.
But they haven't done it yet. And if they had, we'd have a great talking point to counter what Mike Johnson said yesterday. But we're not there. And so now we have to kind of
play catch up. Maybe?
We have to catch up on this thing.
Oh, boy. You've got to get ahead of the game at some point.
Because Mike Johnson brought up universal health care as something really horrible that we don't want.
Mm.
Very Marxist, okay? All the other Marxist countries, industrialized countries in the world, have universal health care. And it hasn't done anything to their countries, but we got to watch out here in this country because we're weak, apparently, according to the megas. Anyway, this is Mike Johnson at a press conference. It is outrageous. It is exactly what I said it was going to be. They're not interested in doing anything with the subsidies. Let's listen.
The expiring Obamacare subsidy at the end of the year is a serious problem, because if you look at it objectively, you know that it is subsidizing bad policy. We're throwing good money at a bad, broken system, and so it needs real reforms.
Same.
The reason it was never appropriate or never possible to be resolved on a simple CR, stopgap funding measure, is because it's very complicated to fix. But Republicans
doing.
Leader Scalise has been working with the chairman of our three committees of jurisdiction, putting all of that, formulating all that, grabbing the best ideas that we've had for years to put it on paper and make it work. But we know we're going to have to arm wrestle with Democrats over that.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because many of them are avowed to get us to a single-payer system. They do love socialism, my friends. They love Mondami. He wants government to take over everything. They're on board with that program. They think the government can do a better job by taking over health care.
Yes.
We believe in the private sector and the free market and individual providers. Their acumen. And we say that if you take the government off their backs and allow for real competition again in health care, you will improve its quality and you will bring down its cost. All of these are important components of that, and we have a lot of work to do, but it is not a simple thing, and I am not going to go in a back room with Chuck Schumer, like he keeps demanding, with four people and make this decision. I will not do it. It's not appropriate. It's not right. It's too complicated for that. We need all the members to have buy-in. We need to have these healthy debates and discussions, but we can't do it while they're shutting the government down to appease the Marxist. That's it. That should be your headline.
Okay. That's a headline. Don't appease the Marxist.
Wow. Okay.
Oh,
so
man.
So the shutdown continues.
Yeah. And Democrat Representative Ted Lieu reacted this way. Mm. Republicans cut Medicaid. Republicans cut Medicare. Republicans are refusing to extend the ACA tax credits. This is not fixing health care. This is a full-on assault on health care. All right?
Mm.
And about 40% of adults trust the Dems with health care, 25% for MAGA. The right-wing extremist Club for Growth told reporters, I think most people are going to say, okay, I had a great deal during COVID, but now it's back to business as usual, and I should be paying for health care. No, I don't think anybody's going to say that. And then, of course, Rick Scott, who I guess it was the biggest settlement in history of ripping off Medicare. He was head of the company that ripped them off. He said this about Medicare. Premiums are going up because health care costs are going up, because Obamacare is a disaster.
Okay.
Now, I've been on this health care thing since it started. I remember Ron Johnson ran for senator because he hated the ACA, Obamacare, as they call it today.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I went back and I got some of the interesting things about free market health care. They want to go back to this system, okay? This is what they want okay. our healthcare system to look like, not like any other industrialized country in the world. Millions of Americans were uninsured or underinsured. Employer-sponsored health insurance was not always accessible to small businesses or self-employed individuals. Costs were rising rapidly. Many Americans were uninsured because they couldn't afford coverage. That was the big one. Out-of-pocket expenses and deductibles were high. Americans needed health savings accounts if they had the money to put in that health savings account in order to help pay for some of their bills. And no one really had that. Nope. They opened these health savings accounts but never put any money in it because I did that.
Right.
Okay. Insurance companies could deny coverage or charge higher premiums to individuals with pre-existing health conditions. That resulted in high-risk pools for the sick, often unaffordable as well, and it was supplemented by taxpayers and insurers. And insurers raised their rates on everybody else's premiums to cover the cost of paying for the high-risk pools. Are you? I hope you're getting the message here. This wasn't a good system, and it was never a system. It didn't work. It was horrible.
Yes.
It was killing people. Mm. How about this? Insurance plans often had a very limited coverage option.
Right.
Because they weren't really complete. Now, that was something a lot of people forgot way back when.
Yeah.
But they didn't offer everything.
No.
Right? preventive care was almost non-existent. Insurance plans had limits on the total amount of money they would pay out over a lifetime of your policy. And if you exceeded that, you couldn't get another policy at any other insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
Insurers could cancel a policy retroactively, even for minor errors on your application, once a person became sick or needed care. That, remember those stories?
Yeah.
You know, they suddenly got a disease of some sort. They needed care.
Right.
But the insurance company would go back in their records to see if there were any mistakes in the application process.
Yeah,
and if there were, they'd drop the person.
Yeah.
That's the private system they want to go to.
They want to go back to that.
50 million. One out of every six of us were uninsured. Some plans, especially cheaper ones, did not cover maternity care. The amount we spent per person in the U.S., $8,745, is at least $4,000 more than the per capita expenditures in all the other countries in the world. Okay? We're paying $4,000 more every year just for our weird system that we have right now. And that isn't free market. The U.S. trails other countries in healthcare outcome measures, from infant mortality to life expectancy. So that is my list of where we want to go, I guess.
Going back in time again.
Yes, let's think.
Was that better?
Yes. Was that?
I don't think so. Wow. Yeah, that's you know, that's mind-bending.
Yes.
I mean, when you really think about it.
That's quite the list.
The way the system was.
And that's what they want to go back to, and they're making fun of us, and they're calling us Marxists for doing something like that.
We got a text here that says, you had me at pre-existing conditions. Yeah. I mean, really, that's it.
Yeah.
By the way, there is an absolutely beautiful sunrise taking place in Madison
right
now.
Isn't it great the way it reflects off the windows?
Off of the Overture Center. Yeah, it's actually gorgeous. Mm. Anyway, 19 minutes past the hour. We've got a lot more straight ahead. We'll update the weather forecast and have much more on John and Gordy for this Tuesday morning on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Oh, yes, WMDX, 92.7. It's John and Gordy talking about healthcare. Boy, kind of had a long list there. I hope it didn't bore too many people.
Well, there was a lot to go over there.
Or scare too many people. Yeah. You know, it's that time of the year.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Halloween is coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got some. We have an actual anniversary coming up day after tomorrow.
Oh.
We are celebrating 2 years on the air here at WMDX.
How did that happen?
I don't know. October 30th. That's day after tomorrow. So I'm sure we'll be doing something special, right?
Well, I'm sure. Sure.
We're bringing some donuts for everybody.
Yeah. That'll happen.
That'll be about it. Yeah.
All right.
By the way, okay, I want to do the weather, but
all right.
First of all, you didn't stay up for the Dodgers-Blue Jays game last night, did you? Game 3 of the World Series.
No, I did not. It was a long game, though.
18 innings.
Yeah.
18 innings, and the Dodgers won it with a walk-off homer from Freddie Freeman, and now they're up in the World Series 2-1 over the Blue Jays. I know, you don't really care.
Yeah.
Badger football, they have a streak going. They've lost 6 in a row now. That's the worst losing streak in 34 years.
You know, it's time
for Badger football.
It's time for the students in the student section to go naked.
I think
this time
why not?
Around. Just naked.
Just to have some fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Just a Johnny Gordy suggestion there.
And weather for today, some clouds, a little break in the clouds here
right
and there.
Now.
Yeah, it was really a beautiful sunrise a few minutes ago. 57 for a high today. Right now it's right around 40.
All right, let's get to what happened. This happened a week ago or so. The IceBlock app was taken off of their Apple site.
Oh, this is the site that tracks ice is, right?
Yep. It lets people know where they have been sighted, right?
Yeah.
I got a recording of the creator of IceBlock, Joshua Aaron. He was talking about it, and I thought maybe you'd be interested in what he had to say in regards to that whole situation of getting Apple to take his app off their site, and he was just trying to help. So let's listen to this.
He's giving a message to criminals where our federal officers are, and he cannot do that, and we are looking at it, we are looking at him, and he better watch out.
She asked Apple to pull IceBlock from its app store. Apple did.
We went back and forth with Apple's legal and senior officials in App Review for 3 weeks, and everybody signed off on this. So flash forward with them removing it and then issuing a statement saying, you know, the App Store is safer because this is no longer there. It is so disingenuous because Apple's own map software does exactly the same thing that IceBlock did by allowing users to report speed traps. IceBlock is you see a public sighting of Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, you report it, and people within a certain vicinity, that 5-mile radius, get a notification so that they too can avoid that confrontation. This is an early warning system. Throughout the app, there is a message that simply says this is for informational purposes only. We do not want you to be, obstructing law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
But these are scare tactics. This is to rile up their base. This is to scare the public and get the app removed. And unfortunately, big tech acquiesced. When you can see something with your own two eyes and you say to the person next to you, hey, look, I saw something, and they say, oh, look, I can see that too, how is that possibly not protected? As far as what the process should be, there absolutely should be evidence provided to back up the claim, and there should definitely be some sort of an appeals process.
And you've gotten zero evidence?
No evidence, because there can't be any evidence. Pam Bondi, Kristi Noem, Caroline Leavitt, for that matter, love to say that IceBlock doxes ICE agents. But that's completely false, because doxing, by definition, is posting a picture of somebody, their name, their home address, and that would be impossible because IceBlock does not even have a way to include a picture or a video. I have an incredible legal team behind IceBlock, and I can tell your listeners that we are going to fight back in a very big way.
There you go.
Okay. Good for them.
Now, I never had it available on Android.
Oh,
sadly.
Did?
Yeah, I wanted
I
to see
that.
What Android would have done for that, but it's not there, sadly. But maybe he'll adjust it a little bit and bring it to the App Store.
Well, he made a good point there with speed traps, because you see that on when you're driving around.
Same thing.
Same kind of deal.
But for some reason, and I don't know why, MAGAs are happy with the government calling the shots and taking these things down. I thought they were against all of this during the Biden administration, weren't they? Yeah. We didn't make a big deal about it. They were pretty upset. But they're not upset anymore.
No, apparently not. They're okay with it.
Well, I'm just saying, you know.
Okay. By the way, we're going to check in with Steve Cochran next Monday.
Oh, we are.
See what the what's
going on in Chicago.
The latest. He's our Chicago reporter on the scene there. Radio personality and podcaster.
Amanda was on last night, and she had a little piece on the great coverage that the TV stations in Chicago are doing, covering the ICE occupation.
Right.
And how they're trying to appear like the National Guard is there, dressing ICE officers in military uniforms to make it seem like the National Guard is there.
Yeah.
Visually, anyway. It's a it's a showbiz thing that
it
Trump
is
very used to. And we'll play that tomorrow.
It's all a big show.
We'll get
show,
to that tomorrow.
Right? Okay.
Or maybe next. I don't know. What do you got? Come on.
Okay.
Let us know what you think.
Yeah. 608-879-8255. You can always text us on the Civic Media app. Keep in touch with us. We've got the Midwest Food and Farm Report from the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, and her crew up next. And then we'll be back with more of John and Gordy, WMDX.
It is. Make a song about anything nowadays.
Auto
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning. Let's talk about the auto pen.
All right, we'll get to that. It is 7:35. Sunshine breaking through some of the clouds this morning, but the clouds are going to hang around through the day. Highs around 57. Right now it's 40-ish. Yeah, the Republicans send the Biden auto pen report to the Justice Department, urging further investigation. They want to eliminate anything that Biden signed with an auto pen. They're going to say that's void. That's what they're saying.
Well,
it's going to void.
We knew void before it. That, though, that using the auto pen was okay, and you can use it anytime you want. There's nothing wrong with using the auto pen. That's the law. That's okay. But of course, when you go through the GOP or MAGA filter, things change. They look a little distorted. Sometimes it's not very clear. And and here's one of those times. Get this. This committee, this MAGA committee, deemed void President Biden's executive actions that were signed using the auto pen. This sounds a little chaotic. And the committee determined that actions by the Department of Justice is warranted to address the legal consequences of that determination. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And that is going straight to Bondi.
Well, and they say that the report advances claims that Biden's mental state declined to a degree that allowed the White House officials to enact policies without his knowledge, and it focused heavily on the pardons he granted in office, including to his son, Hunter Biden. Here they go. Hunter Biden. It's all about Hunter Biden.
It really is.
So,
the Trump kids, you know,
they just can't let it go.
They're well beyond Hunter Biden. They're making billions and billions of dollars in jobs they don't qualify for, and yet Hunter Biden.
Yeah, it's all about Hunter.
Hunter, did you know that he was using his dad's name
to get his
position?
Advance his career?
Yeah.
Really?
Isn't that amazing?
What? Why would he do that?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, but I know the Trump kids aren't doing that.
No.
God, this is just so, well, there is a different standard for these guys. Liberals, left, Democrats can't do what they do.
Right. We got a text here from Bryant. Mm-hmm. He says, it's not the fact that they're against governments, therefore cruelty. And if the government is hurting the other side or non-white, it couldn't make them happier.
Yeah,
sure, they are all pulling wings off of flies.
Yes.
Okay. Let's go to Dick. He's on the phone this morning, 608-879-8255.
I agree with Bryant.
Yes.
What do you got, Dick?
Dick, yeah. Good morning.
Excuse me.
You all right?
Well, their whole MO is do as I say, not as I do, mm-hmm. pretty much.
Yep.
And to the declining health of Biden at that point, the media again dropping the ball, you don't have an MRI for no reason whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you'd never know it to see this media, how it's being covered. I mean, it's a joke,
yeah.
in my opinion.
Yeah.
Total joke, and then joke's on us, unfortunately.
Well, that MRI turned up, you know, I guess you may have seen the old ads in the old days for aspirin.
Well, yeah.
Well, it turned up that there was just a guy hammering a anvil. And that's what they discovered in the MRI. It was
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a cartoon character hammering an anvil that made his head hurt.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, thanks for that bumper music, that last one.
Yeah.
Oh,
nothing like Terry Kath.
Oh, I know. Yeah, Terry Kath was an amazing guitar player with Chicago. Yes, yes. Sad ending to him. But, yeah, thank you, Dick. Appreciate that call. 608-879-8255.
The auto pen thing was a 93-page report.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, they have this is what they're doing in their time off. You know, this is just, let's write up something about the auto pen, which is legal. You can use it for anything you want.
Well,
it's the president's prerogative to do these things.
Mm-hmm. Has Trump not used the auto pen? I mean,
we know he has.
Yeah.
Of course, that's why he goes out there and he signs all of those documents, executive orders.
Yeah, with that extra big magic marker he's got.
Because now he's not using the auto pen. We know that.
Ah, yeah.
But all the other things that we don't know about that he has used the auto pen for, well, that's okay. Mm. Again, this is chaotic. This puts a lot of people on edge, and that's what they want to do. They just want to make people feel very uncomfortable. The people who got, you know, what, you know?
What do you mean?
You know, the people that were given, what is it? They were given a pass from their sentences. They were given
pardons. Okay, right.
Anyway, those people are on edge. Everybody is on edge. So this is not a good story to have.
Well, did Trump use an auto pen for all the January 6th pardons? That was just a blanket pardon. So was that, you know, just one signature, or did he have to use an auto pen for all of those?
I think that was an auto pen.
Well, the thousands.
From what I remember, the reports on that, it was an auto pen.
So all those are void now, according to what they're doing. Okay.
Trump is Stephen Miller's auto pen.
According to Mark, thank you for that text.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's get to something that is really, really important, because we were talking about Chicago and the reports down there.
Yes.
The media down there is doing a fantastic job reporting on ICE and what they're up to. So let's check out Rachel Maddow talking about it last night.
I got to tell you, local newspapers in the great city of Chicago, local TV stations in the great city of Chicago, local community media, including online media and even social media in Chicago, have all been really good, actually, at showing us what has turned into a generationally defining battle of Chicago, a battle between the good people of that city and Trump's federal forces that really are just wreaking havoc there. I mean, remember, there are not any troops or National Guard in Chicago, even though they're trying their best to make it look like that. It's just federal immigration agents dressed up like they're in the military and pretending like they've been trained to deserve to wear the military-style outfits that they're in. These are people who are just winging it. crashing into cars and then speeding away, chasing people on bikes like they're at a Benny Hill sequence. Right? Randomly wrestling people to the ground with no idea what to do with these people or how to secure the scene or how to contend with the inevitably enraged onlookers who can tell that these guys have no idea what they're doing. These guys are rolling down car windows and aiming weapons at random civilians' faces. Really? Right, using tear gas all day, every day, everywhere, in multiple neighborhoods all over Chicago, around schools, gassing Chicago cops. I mean, even when there's nothing going on but people yelling at them, which is not a sufficient reason to use tear gas, they just use tear gas all the time because they apparently are completely untrained in the use of this as a chemical munition. Channel 5, the NBC station in Chicago, has been documenting how Trump's apparently untrained federal agents seem to be making a habit now out of shooting protesters in the face with pepper balls. This weekend in Little Village in Chicago, there was a big organized protest against what Trump's immigration agents have been doing in that neighborhood. But every day, all over the city of Chicago, it's not organized protests. It's spontaneous, organic protests, what are called rapid response groups. These are people who have not necessarily been activists before. They're not necessarily part of any kind of an organization. They just live somewhere in the greater Chicago area. They're just neighbors who are now organizing themselves in an ad hoc way into rapid response groups, running out into the street and trying to protect their neighbors and alert their neighborhoods when Trump's agents show up chaotically and try to take people or start beating people up. It is honestly hard to keep track of all the places where Chicago residents are showing up in the streets, at local restaurants, at local churches, at local businesses, just in residential neighborhoods, people out in the streets telling these federal agents to get out. And, you know, I've never lived in Chicago. I don't know Chicago well at all, but I've been learning a lot about the city. We're just reading the local press every day, just trying to take notes and keep up on all the different neighborhoods where these neighborhood rapid response efforts are showing up. Avondale, Lakeview, Mount Prospect, Rolling Meadows, Little Village, Brighton Park, East Side, Irving Park, Albany Park, Logan Square, Back of the Yards. I mean, every day it's more reporting on more Chicagoans blowing whistles and honking their horns and coming out in force and holding one another by the arms and loudly and peacefully saying, no, 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 not here. You're not doing this here. We are not going to stand for it in our neighborhood. Go home. And they usually say it with way more swearing than that. But you know what? That is your right. Tomorrow morning, the Customs and Border Patrol chief, who Trump has had leading these shambolic wannabe military exercises against the people of Chicago. Trump also had the same guy lead these efforts in L.A. That CBP chief is going to have to testify in federal court tomorrow morning as to whether he has been defying court orders.
And he did.
Yeah.
After a judge ordered that federal agents in Chicago must stop all the tear gas and pepper balls and all the other restricted munitions they have been using willy-nilly without warning and apparently without restraint at all against protesters and journalists and clergy and random passersby.
All right.
Yeah. That's what's happening in Chicago. And
wow, there's a lot going on in Chicago.
Well, and you know, having grown up in that area, out in the burbs, she's exactly right about the neighborhoods. It's a collection of neighborhoods from all over Chicago, and they all have their different response teams ready. They're all keeping a track on what's happening with ICE, and it's going on, you know, not just downtown or in one collected area. It's all over the city,
you know,
popping up.
Once we see some of those videos where they're, you know, shooting in the tear gas and
I know. Well, the tear gas. My theory is that makes for great video.
It does.
It really looks like it's a riot.
Right.
That's going on. I mean, it amplifies the visual.
Yeah, you just have people walking through the tear gas.
They're not just
casually
running away from the tear gas.
You know, it's just like it must be a war zone there.
Yeah. No.
And so this is all showbiz, and that's what I learned early on when they were doing this.
It's all a show.
The ICE thing was just a complete show.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And it wasn't that, you know, the protesters were causing any trouble. Mm. It was the fact that they were being attacked and dragged, and suddenly every ICE agent or every National Guard trooper were, you know, piling on.
Right.
That's what was happening.
Let's go to the phones. Catherine is on the line here. Good morning. Catherine, go ahead.
Good morning. Hey. Thanks for making me sad again. Really great show. I'm really sad.
Well,
good. I want to just propose that we get the John and Gordy whistle made.
Oh.
Got a workshop.
Get them out there. But, we just keep thinking it's not going to happen here. It's not going to come here. But they already have come here. They've already grabbed 7 people, citizens of our city.
Yep.
And they're going to come back. They're just hanging out in Chicago for now, but they're going to get bored and come up to Madison. So we need the whistles from John and Gordy.
Absolutely.
John and Gordy whistles, yes.
We'll put an order in on that.
Right. We got to workshop that a little bit and get those out there and get them to our people. Yes. It is 7:48. We're coming back to wrap things up for this Tuesday in just a moment on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Down with your bad self one time.
Popcorn. It's John and Gordy in the morning, WMDX, 92.7 on your old radio dial. Of course, we're podcasting as well. You can check us out on Spotify, on YouTube.
Yes.
You can catch us live as well.
Right here.
I wouldn't suggest that, though, is sometimes, you know.
What are you talking about?
You need a little break.
Oh,
there we are.
On the Facebook, on the YouTube.
Yeah, there. Yeah. See, we are.
On the tubes,
right
there. We are. Yeah,
yep.
That's it.
You know, okay. I got this is my new plaid shirt. You know,
Nice
dark blue.
Your flannel shirt of the year.
Isn't that kind of cool?
I like it.
Kind of a midnight blue.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Well, thanks.
Okay.
real sincere.
Yeah, okay, I like it. What do you want? Big thumbs up for me? I don't know. Good selection in your choice of shirts today.
Hey, thanks. I needed that.
You got to go on the YouTube and check it out. See for yourself.
You can see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, well, let me just...
Okay. You going to model it, too? Okay. 753. Yeah, you got the moves there. Okay.
Yeah.
Highs today in the upper 50s. Hey, you could win your dinner from WMDX and Sugar River Pizza. It's easy to do to enter. You just go to WMDXradio.com and go up to the carousel and click on the Sugar River Pizza logo there. And, you know, it's all to help celebrate Sugar River Pizza winning Best of Madison, Best Pizza. We give away a $50 gift card each and every week. And then we throw out all the entries and start all over on Monday. So you have chances to win each and every week. Go to WMDXradio.com and you could win a $50 gift card from Sugar River Pizza and WMDX.
All right.
We're getting suggestions. You know, Catherine was talking about that John and Gordy whistle, and we are working on that. So you could, you know, use the whistle if you see ICE agents or, you know, some sort of activity going on that looks questionable.
We're worried, though. You know, there are people who can't whistle or can't...
Or can't hear a whistle.
Can't hear a whistle.
Frequency might be not...
So...
What about... Oh, we had a suggestion from Steve of Mount Oreb for an air horns. Yes. John and Gordy air horns.
Wow.
What would that... Yeah. Yeah, that would get some attention. Why don't we can work on that?
I think that even sounds better. I think that's what we
better
need.
Than a whistle.
Yes.
A little bit more expensive though. I don't know.
Yeah.
How much do those
cost? We're working on a budget.
$50.
$50.
Yes, probably around there. 40 or 50.
I think those whistles are. Do you have one?
Yeah, I have one. I can bring it in tomorrow. We can play it on air. We don't need a sound effect or anything. You know.
All right.
Okay, well,
let's try that then.
Test that out.
I had this
old. Got a few more minutes.
I got this old story from, about Jesse Waters.
Is this an uplifting, upbeat story at the end of the show?
It's kind of uplifting because, you know, it shows how much of an idiot this guy is.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And I think that's always fun. This is Jesse Waters saying, I didn't say we are at war. See, you know, it was a rhetoric thing. You know, we were always talking about war. Well, he says he never said it. Let's listen to cut 11 here. Okay. This is cut 11.
All right.
They are at war with us. Whether we want to accept it or not, they are at war with us. And what are we going to do about it? How much political violence are we going to tolerate? This is a war we didn't ask for. And this is a war they can't win.
Okay, so I guess he didn't say war, did he?
I thought he did.
He didn't bring it up, I guess. I don't know. Maybe he did.
Okay. All right. But he's in denial now.
Let's play that.
Maybe. Okay.
And what are the Democrats saying? They're saying this is war.
They're saying
that this is the Gestapo, that it's
you
Nazism.
You said we are at war.
No, that's what I said they said. Chris Murphy said, quote, this is war, we're at war, and we have to do whatever's necessary to win it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not the kind of language you use when you're in a democracy.
Okay. Yes, you can use any language like that in a democracy, from what
freedom
I remember
speech,
anyway.
Yes,
yes. Yes, the First Amendment right, seemingly.
Right, yeah.
Way back when, right?
Yeah.
Now let's get to, this is a clip that my MAGA friend in Milwaukee sent me.
Oh, good.
You know, Democrats are very light on crime. We really don't want to lock anybody up. We want to just, you know, slap on the wrist and let them out of jail for just about anything. So he sent me this little clip, and let's play cut 13. This is cut 13. Let's listen.
Okay.
Frank, wake up. Someone is breaking in. You better go down and make sure he doesn't slip or trip over anything.
Oh, and I left the peanut butter out. What if he has allergies?
Is that it?
That's yeah,
all of that.
That's
okay.
It. Yeah.
That's hilarious, actually.
Well, it got me thinking now.
Yeah, right.
Maybe, you know, I could set up my home. Not only do I have, you know, cameras and lights and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe now I should put out the peanut butter and leave the jar open.
You got the Ring cameras all set up?
I do. Yeah. I do, okay. Yeah. I recharged one of them.
Yeah.
But
well, security is important.
I know it is. Stays, you know, I put lights up all around the house.
Yeah, motion detection.
Motion detecting lights, yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
you are set, man.
I am, and I've got, you know, Ring doorbells all around the house.
The space car.
I don't know how else to do that.
You have special security on the space car. Does that have a car alarms and stuff?
It has a seat catapult.
Ejectors.
Yeah, ejection seat. Because you know
those are cool. With a parachute?
Yeah.
Cool.
I remember I had a catapult seat in a little toy car that I had. I sent a lot of troopers out into the green grass of the lawn.
Oh, those were the days.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy. Okay.
Boy, using our imaginations again. That's all before cell phones, by the way, just to let you know.
Oh, yes. Okay. Hey, tomorrow on the show, Mike McKay will join us because he, you know, it's Wednesday, and he joins us each and every Wednesday. And he's got a brand new Substack article that's got a naughty word in it. It just came out a few minutes ago. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He's going to get, R-rated. Okay. We'll have that tomorrow and a whole lot more, right?
Yep.
All the news of the day.
We have so much more.
Okay. Stephanie Miller is right around the corner next. We hope you have a wonderful day. So long.
It's the John Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.